whatever I'm asked to do, I'm gonna do it to the best of my ability. And you know, I think that's kind of the approach I've had my whole career, and that's not going to change this week.
What about in terms of pressure? Do you ever want to put more pressure on yourself to perform when somebody else goes down, or is that basically the same answer as the first question?
Yeah, I think it's the same thing. You got to go out and, you know, you want to make every play that you can.
Speaking of pressure, without him out there, you're liable to have more pressure defensively on you. Are you looking forward to that, to the challenge?
I mean, you know, you gotta accept the challenge that's in front of you. And, you know, if that's, you know, more attention paid to you, you know, you gotta do the best you can to get open.
When you see a guy like Rob go down in that game on Sunday night, what goes through your mind, not just as a teammate, but as an individual?
I mean, you just hate to see it, you know. You know, Rob and I have been able to grow, you know, close as friends, and it's hard to see your friend down there. And you just want to get out there and you know, make some plays to, you know, whether you do it for him or for the team. Like, you want guys to be lifted up, and obviously you don't want to see him go down.
In terms of establishing a playing rhythm, is it good to be out there and getting snaps and being involved in the as many snaps?
I mean, I think as players, you know, you want to be out there, you know, doing what you can to help your team, and you know, I'm no exception there.
Scott, how do you protect yourself? Your guys are about the same size, and I'm sure when they take you down, they go to your legs also. How do you out there go about protecting yourself when you're out there?
I mean, it's tough. You have to, you know, protect the ball first and, you know, try and make the catch first. Sometimes you can't, but, you know, other times if you can protect, you know, whether you can get your legs out of the ground, that's a big thing, you know, because if your foot's stuck in the ground and they're hitting you, you know, a lot of times bad stuff can happen.
There's been a lot of talk about trying to get people not to hit high, but some players are saying they'd rather get hit high than get hit low. Which do you prefer if there's...
I mean, yeah, I think, you know, guys have a hard time reaching my head, so I'd rather him go high. You know, I mean, I don't know, you look at, you know, a hit I took in the game the other day, and I think I hit my head on the ground harder than I've ever been hit in the head. So, you know, it's tough sometimes when you're a defenseless guy.
Iowa football, a little pride?
Iowa football, yeah, you know, go Hawks. We got a big game this weekend, and, you know, Coach Ferentz has done an amazing job this year. Guy's been doing it since 1999. They're, you know, one of the best coaches in the nation.
He has been under pressure at times and has always had the same approach. But now it's paying off in spades.
Yeah, it's funny because it seems to, any time they start talking about, oh, you know, he needs to get out of there, all of a sudden he rips off a season like this. And I think people don't understand how great of a job he's done there. And, you know, I'm proud to have played for him. You know, such a great man and a great coach.
Scott, based on, say, training camp and the amount of time you spent working here on the goal line, you guys don't get scared. Did you sort of envision maybe more of a role in the offense, maybe more opportunities in the offense?
You know, I don't know. I think that my whole goal coming here was to be a part of a winning team. And, you know, I think that, so far, you know, we've been pretty successful. You know, I'd like to see us continue to be successful, and that's always been my goal.
How do you balance those expectations? I mean, because kind of like what Mike's saying, staff might not always be there every single game, but you guys are 10-1. So, I mean, do you measure your production, I guess, by, you know, things that go beyond the statistics of the stat sheet?
I think being where I'm at in my career and having been where I was, 10-1 is the only stat that matters to me. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Fair enough.
They talk a lot about November, December football. You get the feeling, what's the approach in terms of that?
Well, I'm excited to have it be meaningful this time of year. And, you know, I just want to do my part. And whatever I can do to help this team stack up some more wins and, you know, get into the playoffs and make a run there. You know, I think we're focused right now on Philadelphia because we're taking it one step at a time, and, you know, we can go out there this week and get a win.
When a guy like Rob goes down, do they kind of slide you into what his position would be on that particular play? You know, like, there are a lot of times when you and him are on the field at the same time. So let's say if you went a different tight end, would you take the reps that you would have had at your position, or would you kind of move up into his spot and bring in a guy where you would have been, or am I overthinking it?
Yeah, I don't know that it's always that easy. You know, there's not a lot of Robs walking around.
Right.
So, you know, I'm just doing what I can here. And, you know, I'm focused on that. So I'm not trying to be Rob because I'm a fail.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks. Thank you.